Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Acts chapter 11, verses 19 through 30, and chapter 13, verses 1 through 3. The Reverend Craig Mueller is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The readings appointed for St. Barnabas is from Acts chapter 11 and 13. We read, "Now those who were scattered because of the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, speaking the word to no one except Jews. But there were some of them, men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who on coming to Antioch spoke to the Hellenists, also preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord. The report of this came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. And when he came and saw the grace of God, he was glad. He exhorted them all to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast purpose, for he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. And a great many people were added to the Lord. So Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a great many people. And in Antioch the disciples were first called Christians. Now in these days prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch. And one of them named Agabus stood up and foretold by the Spirit that there would be a great famine over all the world. This took place in the days of Claudius. So the disciples determined, everyone according to his ability, to send relief to the brothers living in Judea. And they did so, sending it to the elders by the hand of Barnabas and Saul. Now there were in the church of Antioch prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, and who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, a lifelong friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, 'Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.' That after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and sent them off. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells." My friends, today we celebrate the life and ministry of the Apostle St. Barnabas. Barnabas isn't probably the most well-known of the apostles. He seems to sort of fly under the radar. But Barnabas was a key player in God's plan of building his church. Barnabas was Paul's missionary companion and aide. His name literally means son of encouragement. Providing encouragement is a key component of what Barnabas did in his ministry. We in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and Ministry to the Armed Forces have sort of adopted Barnabas as our namesake for our special project of reaching out with the gospel of Jesus Christ to all military-connected people in our congregations and communities. Because just as Barnabas worked through relationships that offer encouragement and thanksgiving, all centered in the gospel of Jesus Christ, so do we. St. Barnabas is often summarized as a witness, missionary, healer, and support companion. Barnabas, a Jew of Cyprus, was closely associated with St. Paul. He introduced Paul to Peter and the other apostles and served as a kind of mediator between the former persecutor and the still suspicious Jewish Christians. Our text this morning shares with us that when a Christian community developed at Antioch by the power of the Holy Spirit, through the preaching of the gospel by men of Cyprus and Cyrene, Barnabas was sent as the official representative of the Church of Jerusalem to incorporate them into the fold. And he and Paul instructed in Antioch for a year, after which they took relief contributions to Jerusalem. Later, Paul and Barnabas, now clearly seen as leaders, were sent by Antioch officials to preach to the Gentiles. The Holy Spirit blessed them mightily. After a miracle at Lystra, the people wanted to offer sacrifices to them as gods, Barnabas being Zeus and Paul Hermes. But the two said, "We are of the same nature as you, human beings. We proclaim to you good news that you should turn from these idols to serve the living God." This morning we focus on verses 20 through 24 of chapter 11. Here again these words, "But there were some of them, men of Cyprus and Antioch, who on coming to Antioch spoke to the Hellenists, also preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord. The report of this came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he came and saw the grace of God, he was glad, and he exhorted them all to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast purpose, for he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord." This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. This section of our text is powerful. God clearly establishes who is doing the work of the growing of his church. The word of the Lord is clear. It was that God raised up men from Cyprus and Antioch who spoke to the Greeks, the non-Jews. They were preaching the Lord Jesus and him crucified. The Holy Spirit, the hand of the Lord, was with them. The Holy Spirit was creating faith and converting the hearers of the gospel proclaimed by these men, and a great number turned to the Lord. Wow! How often have you and I been intimidated into not preaching the Lord Jesus due to the situation that makes us feel uncomfortable? Or we think or feel that it is dependent on us somehow. We may not have the right words to say. We may not be able to answer all their questions and concerns. We may find excuses as to why we don't share the gospel of Jesus Christ with those whom God puts in our life. We must admit that. Often God has placed in our path many who do not know the Lord Jesus or need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know them. I know them. But we don't want to rock the boat. We want to lay low. Yet in our text, we are reminded that the anonymous men, by the power of the Holy Spirit, were preaching Jesus to their neighbors, even their neighbors who weren't like them. The word of this great phenomena was heard in Jerusalem, and the church sent Barnabas to check it out. And when Barnabas arrived at Antioch, he saw the grace of God. He saw the marvelous work of God, that God in his grace and mercy was working through the preaching of the gospel, and many were being saved. Yes, by the grace of God for Christ's sake through faith, Barnabas saw that with his own eyes. And our text says he was glad. His heart rejoiced in seeing church growth by the Holy Spirit in Antioch. The cross of Jesus was being lifted high for all the world to see. He exhorted, encouraged them to continue to lift high the cross of Christ. He encouraged them to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast purpose. Remain faithful with steadfast purpose. What does this mean? It is clear from our text that this means to remain faithful, hold the line to the word of God, and preach the gospel in its truth and purity in season and out of season, because the ultimate purpose is for the Holy Spirit to call, gather, and enlighten the hearers into Christ's kingdom, the church. God desires no one to be lost, but that all come to the knowledge of the truth, that they have a merciful God who loved them so much that he sent his one and only Son, Jesus, to take on human flesh, to live, suffer, and die on the cross for them. Their purpose is beautifully summarized in our hymn for today. Lift high the cross of Christ, the love of Christ proclaim, till all the world adore his sacred name. Barnabas, a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith. God is at work here. People see God using Barnabas to encourage them in the preaching of the gospel of Christ. Barnabas then runs to Tarsus to get reinforcements from Saul. Well, it's interesting here that Luke still calls the Apostle Paul Saul, as Barnabas was the one who vouched for Saul's conversion and testified to the rest of the apostles that Saul had indeed become a Christian, a follower of Jesus. But Saul comes with Barnabas to see this great growth that is going on by the power of the Spirit. Paul and Barnabas then spent an entire year preaching and teaching to a great many people, and in Antioch, the disciples were first called Christians, and the numbers of Christians continued to grow by the power of the Holy Spirit. My dear brothers and sisters, we are also called Christians. We have their namesake. We are the same faith of those of these early Christians. We who were lost and condemned creatures, sinners, are also saved by the grace of God for Christ's sake through faith, just as the men and women of Antioch. The gospel was preached and the Holy Spirit converted using the men of Cyprus and Antioch, Barnabas and Paul, to preach the Lord Jesus. The cross of Christ was proclaimed and lifted high. My fellow Christians, you and I are the people of Cyprus and Antioch. We preach the Lord Jesus in everything we say and do. No matter what is going on in the world around us, we know the answer. We know that the lifeline is our Lord Jesus. True, we stumble and we fall, but by the grace of God for Christ's sake through faith, we are forgiven of our sins. In our baptism, God reached down into the muck and mire of our sinfulness and called us by name. We became Christians. We are His children. We bear His name. As forgiven children of God through the power of the Spirit, we too remain faithful to the Lord with the steadfast purpose of lifting high the cross of Christ, the love of Christ proclaimed, till all the world adores His sacred name. So in closing, please hear again these wonderful words, the hymn of what we sung earlier. Lift high the cross, the love of Christ proclaim, till all the world adore His sacred name. Come, Christians, follow where the Master trod, our King victorious, Christ the Son of God. Led on their way by this triumphant sign, the hosts of God in conquering ranks combine. Each newborn servant of the crucified bears on the brow the seal of Him who died. O Lord, once lifted on the glorious tree, Your death has brought us life eternally. So shall our song of triumph ever be, praise to the crucified for victory. Lift high the cross, the love of Christ proclaim, till all the world adore His sacred name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Sean Ballard, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.